This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Tying run at second, two out, Palmeiro over the head of Jenks. Uribe charges, throws, out! And the White Sox have won the World Series! Juan Uribe with a play, charging it, throwing it, and the White Sox celebrate their first title in 88 years.
The best group that I ever played with, regardless of winning. If we didn't win in 05, I would still feel the same way.
We're back with more Inside the Clubhouse with Bruce Levine and David Haw.
Welcome back Inside the Clubhouse, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. David Haw, Bruce Levine. You know what that song means. Yes. You know what that song means. It brings you back to 2005 and the White Sox won the World Series, and one of the more reliable members of that bullpen is our next guest, who joins us on the Score Hotline presented by Circa Resort Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. Cliff Polite, thank you for joining us. How are you this morning?
I'm good, guys. How are you guys doing?
Cliffy!
What's up? How's it going?
Welcome back to Chicago. I'm sure it's been an emotional weekend so far, and it will get even more so later today. The Mark Burley unveiling, the statue unveiling was on Friday. A lot of emotion, Cliff, I imagine. Guys gathering together to mourn the loss of Bobby Jenks, who was as big of a member of that bullpen as anybody in 2005. Let's just start there and remember a guy who was larger than life on and off the field, and certainly meant a lot to that World Series championship team. How were you processing your grief over the loss of Bobby Jenks?
It's hard. I guess the only way it's been going smoothly is the fact that you're around these guys and we're able to tell so many stories and have some good laughs with it. It's kind of made it a little bit easier on us, but yeah, it's not easy. It sucks. He always had a big smile on his face, and he was, you know, like everybody's a big teddy bear, and his laugh was contagious, and not seeing that or hearing that while we're here, it's hard, but we do have a lot of good stories and memories of Bobby that we get to tell and smile and laugh about.
Cliff, you and Neil Katz were my always closest people from that team, and all the guys were great on it. It was a blue collar team. Can you talk about just a little bit the meshing together of that team, and you know, the fantastic years that both you and Neil had to help get it to the three closers that you had during that season?
Sure. You know, I've been on some other teams and have, you know, made friends with a lot of people on other teams, but there was just something different. We always talked about on other teams, like pitchers would go to dinner together, or two or three pitchers go to dinner together, and outfielders would do the same. And over here, I don't know if it was Ozzy or Kenny or someone mentioned something about being teammates and friends, and something happened, and we all, like, pitchers would go to dinner with outfielders and outfielders and would hang out with infielders, and it wasn't separated. Everybody was friends. We all got along. We had a good time. And, you know, if that stemmed from Kenny and Ozzie, then they did a great job doing it. But it was just different from any other teams I played on. And it made it our jobs, I would say, a little bit easier because we had backing of so many people that we knew were our friends and trust us that we were able to go out and do our jobs. And, you know, Neil and I got off to a good start, and that was kind of the importance for me to have a good year is coming out of the gate kind of hot.
You went 7-1 in 2005. You made 68 appearances, finished 14 games, and were as dependable as anybody in that bullpen. When people ask you what role you played on the 2005 World Champions, how do you describe it?
I just say I was a setup guy. It's funny, though. Some people that do ask me, you got a ring. Did you play? And I'm like, yeah, I pitched through that. I pitched in 3 out of 4 games. Like, really? I'm like, yeah. And it's funny that the thing about, though, when you think about it, to be that lucky to play in your first World Series out of your first part of 10 years and get the opportunity to play in 3 of the 4 games, it's pretty fun to think about.
Well, Cliff and I had a special thing going on during that year, David. And he was a guest on my show, Talking Baseball, on ESPN one day. And he shut everybody down, and he said, you know what, this is good luck, you know, that I was on your show. Cliff, you remember this? And for the next, how long did you have that streak? Was it like 10, 12 games where you didn't give up a run?
Huh? It was like 2 weeks span.
Two weeks span. So like we decided, Cliff decided every day, him and I had a talk.
Wow. You know, funny, there's another one I was telling my kids about when we were driving around the city yesterday was where we lived. I used to always park in the same spot and come down the ramp and pay or check out at the second arm, if you will, to get out of the parking garage. And one day some lady was in my way and she couldn't get it going. So I got over on the other side, checked out. Got to the field. I gave up 2 runs that day, and I blamed that lady up and down.
So even from the road, Cliff would call me and go, Bruce? And I go, Cliff, have a great day. That was you know. Not that baseball players are superstitious, right?
No, we're not at all. We always find if it works, it works. Let's keep it going.
We're talking with the White Sox setup guy, Cliff Polite, from the 2005 World Series champions in town for the Mark Burley statue unveiling, which was Friday night, and today the Sox are back in action at the Rate. So, Cliff, I wonder, when you see all of these guys gathered again, and it would be great if everyone were able to be back, that's not the case, but who's the guy who you were maybe most pleasantly surprised to see, or what kind of interactions have those been like?
The interaction's been just like it almost was 20-something years ago. It's crazy. You haven't seen these guys since really 10 years ago in the last reunion. And it's like we don't skip a beat. It's, you know, we're just back to telling stories and doing dumb things with each other again. You know, the biggest surprise seeing, though, is really the Latin players, because we didn't know how far away some live, and, you know, some are in Miami and whatnot, but that would be good seeing them. But the ones that are in Dominican that actually came back, it's awesome to see them. But it just seemed all the guys, it's great. It's been so long, and we had such a good time together, and it's nice to get to see everybody and hang out and catch up on old times and meet their families.
How did you guys handle the pressure? I was there every day, so I was just immersed watching you guys and reporting on it. But how did you guys handle the pressure from going to almost 15-game lead in the division down to a game and a half? And how did Ozzie and the coaching staff handle that meltdown and getting things, you know, straightened out?
Yeah, it was tough. It was kind of weird, though, because I know at one point when we had the big lead and we started blowing it, we were like, what are we doing? This is crazy. And then we, you know, we'd try to fix it, and we still would lose, and Cleveland would still win. And it's like, what's going on here? And then when we got to the end, we start thinking, well, we played Cleveland 19 times. We might have been 16-3 against them or something during the regular season. So if they win, then maybe we just play them in the wild card or whatever it was back then. And then we just go from there. and then we went into Cleveland with, well, I think, a three-game lead or a four-game lead, and
right.
we end up sweeping them, I believe, and went on and beat Detroit. So however it happened, we got to a point where we thought, well, if we do blow this, let Cleveland do it, because then we're going to turn around and play them, and we had success against them. But it all worked out. And the coaching side, I know Ozzie, from my understanding, handled it a little harder than a lot of others. But you know, it would have been one of the biggest meltdowns in probably in MLB history. So I'm sure that's something Ozzie did not want on his resume.
Well, Cliff, Ozzie remains a big presence in the Chicago sports media and on the scene, obviously, with the White Sox, yeah. as you, I'm sure you saw yesterday. He told a hilarious story on Chicago Sports Network last night about kicking Steve Perry, who obviously the song, and you heard it coming in, Don't Stop Believing. I wonder how many times you've heard it over the years, and it brings you back to that day. But he told a story about kicking Steve Perry out of the clubhouse because he's like, who is this little guy? Do you remember any of that?
He called him something else, which yeah. we can't repeat.
Yeah, I'm sure he did. I don't know. I think I caught wind of it, but I don't remember actually seeing it. But I'm sure that was at close to the end when things weren't going too well, correct?
Yeah, that wasn't a good time.
No, it was
yeah,
not.
I think Ozzie was trying to kick us all out of the clubhouse, not just Steve Perry. I think he was trying to get rid of all the players.
How much energy did you guys get from AJ being the in-your-face guy? Love him, hate him, but respect the hell out of the fact that he went out there and knew how to win ball games as a player.
You gotta know AJ and deal with it. But I know at first people were like, who is this guy, or what are we doing with him? But once you get to know AJ and what he stood for, like you said, he off the field or on the field, you hate him, and off the field, you love the guy. And it's kind of how everybody felt. I remember when that Chicago fight against the Cubs, I think someone said something about Barrett hitting AJ, and someone said he didn't hit him hard enough. You know, our guy is saying that about AJ. But, you know, that's kind of how it was. But you want AJ on your team. He's a guy that you got to have. I love throwing to him, a big size, and I never shook him off. And it was, he's a guy that, like I said, you got to have on your team. Got to have a guy like that.
So all these years later, what are you doing now after 9 years in the big leagues? And obviously your place in White Sox history is cemented. What's Cliff Pleat up to these days?
Oh, I have three boys. One's at Bradley University. He's pitching. I got a middle one that's at Memphis playing shortstop. I got a 16-year-old playing football and baseball in high school. And so I do a lot of visiting, a lot of coaching, a lot of traveling, watching them play, and working, and just being a dad, trying to enjoy the kids as much as possible.
Cliffy, I just have to thank you again for not only being the go-to guy for Chicago media and always amiable, but just being a really good friend and somebody that, you know, with all the other stars of that team, you know, I'm going to always remember you and Neil first. So,
I appreciate it. And it's likewise, you guys treated me fairly and nicely, and it's just reciprocated. So I appreciate you guys being as nice as you were to me. I enjoyed it.
Thanks so much, Cliff. Really enjoyed the conversation. I hope you have a great weekend.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Cliff Pleat, relief pitcher off the 2005 White Sox, one of the more reliable members on and off the field from that season, 7-1, 68 appearances, finished 14 games. So this was somebody that they could really count
on. There were a lot of great people to deal with, but you know, when everybody else is worn out, Cliff was always there. Neil was always there. You know, if you needed something, they were there. And it was a very accommodating team. I mean, you know, the group was fantastic. The group was fantastic, you know, starting with the stars like Canerico and Burley all the way down. I mean, such a great team to deal with. Again, blue collar all the way.
Larger than life personalities, from Frank Thomas to AJ to Canerico. You had the four starters who will be in a bobblehead given away tomorrow, I believe, for the first 10,000 fans at the rate. But everything revolves around Ozzie Guillen. It really does. Yep. 2005 was Ozzie's year forever. And I think more than all the personalities that we talked about, Ozzie stood out and always will, which is why I think naturally Paul Sullivan asked him on Friday during a media session about how they will immortalize Ozzie Guillen, whether it's retiring his jersey, a statue, or both.
Can you think of a day when they might do this for you, statue thing?
Nah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I don't expect the statues. I hope they retire my number. The shirt. I'm part of that. I don't have a press, but that's all about. But the people have to be involved. But when I see the numbers out there, I think I did a good. People remember me as a manager. Yeah. That's that. But people not remember me. It was a shortstop for that many years. And that's why, I talk to Jerry every day, and I never talk about it. I don't want to beg for it. But it'd be nice if that happened when I'm still alive. That'd be the ultimate. Is I want my number to be retired? Of course I do. I want my grandkid to see who Grandpa was. But it's up to Jerry about the decision you're going to make. I don't want to put pressure on themselves. Look, I play for the White Sox. I manage the White Sox. Now I'm broke, part of the organization. I spend more time make money out of Jerry than a lot of people. I do make money out of Jerry. And is I earn it? Yes, I earn it. I deserve it? I think so.
That was Ozzie Guillen being asked a question by Paul Sullivan and given an answer that's honest, that's direct, and is vintage Ozzie Guillen.
Well, when you talk about White Sox shortstops, it's Luke Appling, it's Louis Aparicio, and it's Ozzie Guillen. Mm-hmm. That's the history of shortstops, okay? So Appling and Aparicio are there. Their numbers are retired. Ozzie should be.
There's no doubt about it. And I'm surprised it hasn't been already, frankly.
Right.
And there's no disrespect to Mark Burley. None. Because of his place in White Sox history, and we both, I think, have voted for him to go into the Baseball Hall of Fame.
Right.
But Ozzie Guillen, not having his jersey retired or a statue before these guys? He was a rookie of the year.
I'm with you.
Longtime shortstop, he's the only manager that ever won a World Series here. So
I'm with you. Again, when I've talked to Jerry about retirements and things, he always says, it's not about me or the people. It's about what the fans want.
Mm-hmm.
I think the fans want Ozzie's number to
There's
be retired.
There's no doubt, I don't think. It would be a consensus, an overwhelming majority. It would be a festive occasion.
And Ozzie said it perfectly about the reason. The reason is he wants it for his family.
Yeah.
Right? He wants his grandkids to, you know, if he's not there anymore, to know that this was something. But he, Ozzy was always a guy of the fans, right?
Mm-hmm.
He always played for the fans. He always represented the White Sox well, you know, except for maybe one day where, you know, he, you know, accepted a job with another team and rightfully so stepped aside.
Well, how much does that contribute to why we're still waiting? I wonder that.
I can't tell you that.
I know, because that's the thing that I want. There's got to be something else to it, because there are two things I wonder about Ozzie Guillen, who I'm privileged to be a co-worker with, and everybody knows that. We worked together at CHSN, and he's become a good friend. But that aside, objectively, why hasn't been a manager again? I don't know why. Well, and why he has not been immortalized at the rate is baffling to me as well.
I have no answer for you other than, you know, this is Jerry's viewpoint, and it'll happen at some point.
Let's hope he's next.
Yeah.
Let's hope next year at this time we're having a special Inside the Clubhouse. Welcome to Inside the Clubhouse. Ozzie Guillen will join us today because he's going to talk about getting his jersey retired and the statue they put in right field.
Nobody has benefited or been punished more for being themselves than Ozzie Guillen, right? In the history of Chicago baseball, no one has been given more and also been punished more than for being the honest person that he is every day.
And you've been around a lot of baseball people in Chicago, Bruce, so that's not something you say lightly.
Right.
But I also think this, that's why I respect Ozzie Guillen, because he hasn't changed. He hasn't changed.
No. I mean, that's
authentic.
That's the beauty of Ozzie Guillen. That's why, you know, the honesty. Like, I'll never forget, you know, when some comments came up when he was in Miami and he was going through that Castro stuff. And I said, you know, when I was interviewed nationally, I said, Ozzie and the ownership should get together with the Cuban community before he comes back. And him and his family, him and his boys and Joey were waiting for me when they came in as visitors, and they said, how dare you say anything like that? And I said, I told you the truth. I said it like Ozzie Guillen would say it. I was saying that to you as a friend, that you needed to get it straight with the Miami community before you came back. And, you know, that was the only bad time I've ever had with Ozzie, but I think looking back on it, he would have to agree with me.
Well, people with Ozzie over the years, I'm sure, have had ups and downs, but one thing has always been true. He's going to be his authentic self, and you respect that, and that's what he is as an analyst, and CHSN is lucky to have him, and that's who he is off the field. There really isn't much difference between the only thing that's different about Ozzie on and off mic is that he does censor himself. Thank God he does. Because we don't need those kind of FCC fines.
1988, I'm sitting there on the bench with Ozzie, and I said, what's new? He said, oh, nothing. I just signed an $8 million contract for 3 years, you know. And I said, really? I said, is that okay? He said, oh, I don't care if you use it. I signed it, you know. I'm very proud of it. It was his first big contract.
Really?
And I broke the story, and the White Sox were not happy about it, that I, you know, broke it before they were ready to announce it. And, you know, but that's the beauty of Ozzie. He's just a pure Ozzie Guillen.
It is. And what's been fun about this weekend, hearing all of the interviews and watching it unfold on CHSN, is that it always comes back to Ozzie Guillen. He was at the center of everything. Mark Burley was the best pitcher in that team. AJ was the most polarizing player who made everything go. Frank Thomas, all the Konerko, all the things that made that a championship team.
Frank not being there this weekend is a real tell.
It's unfortunate. It's unfortunate because I think we both like Frank Thomas, and it's just too bad that wasn't able to make it. He said there was a conflict in his schedule with his son's baseball playing.
I think he just didn't feel that he was really as important part of that team as he wanted to be. And he was injured.
He was the end of his. He was injured, but he wasn't the end of the line for Frank Thomas. The next year, he ended up in Oakland. Then he went to Toronto.
But it was the end of the line for Frank as a Chicago White Sox player.
It was. But the focus this weekend has been on Mark Burley and the championship season of 2005. Get out to the rate tonight. If you can, it will be worth your trip. Meanwhile, keep it right here because the Cubs pregame with Zach Zabin is next. We have a lot of people to thank because we had a good show.
Michael Bush of the Cubs. Mike Shirley, the scouting director of the White Sox. Cliff Floyd. Sean Sears, job tremendously well done.
Cliff Polite did a great job coming
you,
on, too.
You, David, for always keeping me on my toes. And even when you knock me down, I always get up.
I don't knock you down that often, but yeah, it was a lot of fun. It's great
fun
to be back. Keep it right here. First pitch, 12:05 on the score in the Southwest Airlines Cubs Radio Network. Thanks for listening to Inside the Clubhouse. Back Monday, Mollenhoff, 5:30 weekdays, every morning, 5:30 to 10. We'll talk to you then. Have a great weekend, everybody. Thank you for listening.
For Eugenio Suarez.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.